Topic: Get a Piece of the Rock. By Russell M. Morrow. Text: Psalm 61, Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. This Psalm of David was set in the background of David's trouble as King of Israel. In fact, King David is in big trouble. 1. He is in exile from Jerusalem in defense of his kingdom. 2. His nation is divided. 3. And his son Absalom was killed by his soldiers. All this was the result of family problems based in David's sin with Bathsheba that seemingly put a curse on his family, specifically his children. So, he prays to God. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever, I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Selah. When I read this passage, I am always reminded of the Prudential Life Insurance Company and their famous logo of the Rock of Gibraltar, which is located in southern Spain on the Mediterranean Sea. Perhaps you are old enough to remember the jingle they used in their commercial years ago? Get a piece of the rock. Prudential Life Insurance Company used this imagery in their advertisement to tell people that their company would be a strong and dependable foundation on which they could stand in the time of crisis and catastrophe. The Rock of Gibraltar is no doubt used by Prudential Life Insurance because of its history as a strategic fortress used by the British Navy during World War II and by NATO ever since. The Rock of Gibraltar represents security to allies of NATO. Today's message of hope, deliverance, and victory isn't anything new. But I offer it as a source of encouragement to you and a gift of grace to share with others in distress when their road gets rough, their going is tough, and their hills are hard to climb. Today's message of hope, deliverance, and victory is that Jesus, His life, death, resurrection, and His teachings, are our solid rock on which we can stand in the time of earthly trouble and spiritual warfare. That's why I find great meaning and encouragement in the testimony of Robert Critchley, who penned these words. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. When darkness veils His lovely face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale my anchor holds within the veil. His oath, His covenant, and His blood supports me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, He then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Perhaps Robert Critchley was responding to what Jesus said in Matthew 7 verses 24 to 29, at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus spoke about two foundations. Therefore, everyone who listens to these messages of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, but it did not collapse because its foundation was on the rock. Everyone who keeps on hearing these messages of mine and never puts them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and battered that house, and it collapsed, and its collapse was total. When Jesus had finished saying all these things, the crowds were utterly amazed at His teaching, because He was teaching them like a person who had authority, and not like their scribes. My sisters and brothers, make sure you have your share of the rock, Christ Jesus.